Saturday edition of the show, and my name is Mark.
And I'm Gar.
And normally I'd say it's your show, and you can call in about whatever you want.
But it's really my show.
Because Ian is away playing at the, the talk radio seminar or something like that. So I'm sitting in the big boy chair tonight.
But you can still call in about whatever you want to talk about.
And as a matter of fact, since it is a show about your calls, we have a whole bunch of calls to get to. Let's go to Barbara. Barbara in Florida.
Hey, Florida, nice.
Hi, good evening. Before I go into my topic, I just want to say I thank God for Lou. I support him 100% plus.
Excellent.
And as a lily white gal, blonde and blue, who has a half sister who's American Indian and brown, she didn't even have 2 years of high school, and she worked for a major airline, shall we say. I can't name the name, but it starts with a U.
Okay.
And she started out cleaning the airplanes, and in a few years they kept promoting her and promoting her, and she ended up in the top department that she was the very first woman, ordering all the plane parts and going all over the world.
It's the American dream. Hard work, and you will get what you want in this country.
Promotion because her skin was brown.
Oh.
My white was held back and down.
You know,
it's reverse discrimination.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway,
quotas are terrible.
Black families.
Well, hold on a second. Let's ask you a question about this. If the company had just done it itself and there weren't any government pressures, let's say we can hypothetically remove the government pressures on this, would you have a problem with the private company making a decision saying, you know, we're going to pick this person over this person, even though this one is maybe a little more qualified, we're going to pick the other one because we like this? It would be to their own detriment or benefit, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't like it.
I mean, I'm not going
to
tell them how
honestly,
to run their business.
I have no problem with that, providing when you look at the overall picture and you see the so-called the minority having almost 50% of the jobs. I don't call that fair play.
By statute or by the decision of private individuals choosing how they want to spend their money?
No, that's not fair play. The majority of the populace is still
No. I'm not asking you. Not the outcome can be one thing. The process is what we're talking about here. If a private business person decides I'm going to make a discriminating decision in favor of tall people or in favor of brown people or in favor of white people, we can have a personal position on that. I think that that's bad, that's good. And I would choose either to frequent that person's business or to not frequent that person's business. But do we get the government involved with policy? That's the question.
No more, no. Affirmative action is racism, and 40 years is, pushing 40 years is much too long.
Right. Now let's look at the outcome. If it turned out that if you didn't have government policies and you had minority people rising to the top and you thought, well, you know, maybe that person doesn't deserve it or anything like that, would you have a problem with it as badly if it were just done privately?
I'd have to think about that for
right,
a while,
see,
truthfully.
Yeah.
And, can I go on to the other thing, what I called
right.
in? You were saying you were supporting, you could see the where the Muslims had a valid reason for
right.
their barbarians.
I do think that the Islamo-fascists, as they are labeled,
I call them Islamic Nazis.
Okay, that's the Islamic
right.
Nazis. I think that they have a valid complaint about U.S. policy.
Well, of course, I don't. They're just using that as an excuse for their war tactics.
Whether they're using it
after 9/11, I opened up the books on Islam and got into the Quran. In the Quran, there's at least 120 passages, surah number this and surah number that, that distinctly gives violent, barbaric, killing orders.
Well, you know, Islam may very well be a, there may be some sects of Islam that, extol wiping out your...
No, not maybe. They are. You
okay,
read
so
it
you say
yourself.
There is.
One of the books is Answering Islam
but don't you
by
think...
Geisler. And, but anyway, I'm saying it is not maybe. Islam
okay, but don't you think that we drive the average is Arab into the arms of these people
right.
by going into their lands as an armed force?
They haven't come into our land. Crusades all about? The first crusade started because the Christians who were making pilgrims to the Holy Land were being slaughtered by the Muslims.
Do you consider yourself
for the first crusade?
Which takes precedence? Your belief
truth
that the United States
takes precedence.
Should the United States government?
May I just finish? Islam believes their mentality. They divide the whole world in two mentalities. Those who belong to Islam, the House of Islam, and those who are not in the House of Islam, they belong in the House of War.
Okay, now let me pose a couple questions to you.
It's the responsibility of the Muslim in the House of Islam to either convert or kill.
Or be killed, right.
Or
yes.
be killed.
Right. Now, let me pose...
You two may be converts to Islam, and you're just putting on a front.
Well,
you're
maybe,
working for them in this method.
I'm a sun-worshipping pagan.
Maybe we are. But let me pose a couple questions for you, sir, for some good rational discussion.
Okay.
First off, it is acknowledged that Muhammad spread his religion through military conquest. That's one of the great distinctions between Muhammad and Christ. We know that.
Absolutely.
And we know that there are sections of the Quran that are very violent, that talk about getting rid of the infidels, wiping them out. There are also very violent portions of the Bible. We won't go into any sort of equivalency in any way. I'm just mentioning it as a historical fact. But the question that Mark brought up, I think, is extremely important. And then I want to go into your point about the Crusades, because we'll get to the Crusades last, if we can.
All right.
United States policy. What were the four major points that Osama bin Laden used to recruit people to kill 3,000 Americans? The only points he brought up. Did they have to do with the cultural or religious differences between Islam and the infidels?
Well, we're not infidels. They're the infidels.
What they look at as the infidels.
Listen,
Barbara,
no,
I know you hate Islam.
Yeah.
Islam.
Funny.
I know
I
you
love
hate
Muslims,
them.
But I hate Islam. Because
whatever.
It's an evil, evil.
If we perpetuate
system.
This war, it's only going to continue. Do you understand that? The fact is, Osama bin Laden before you go on, Barbara, I've got a statement to make here. Osama bin Laden is part of the ruling House of Fahd in Saudi Arabia. He would like very much to be the sheikh that controls everything. And we currently support King Hassan, the son of King Fahd, over there. That's the United States government supporting a king. We fought a revolutionary war against a king 200 years ago, and now we're supporting a despot. We are caught in their internal civil war, Barbara. We are being used like pawns.
Didn't we?
What?
Didn't we put that king in there?
I don't care what we did. We shouldn't be involved in these other nations' stuff. Thomas Jefferson said, peace and commerce with all nations and entangling alliances with none, Barbara.
Indiana.
Do you think that Thomas Jefferson would have supported Osama bin Laden?
The rules are changed. We
okay.
don't live in
the
that
The rules do not
anymore.
Change,
They're
madam.
Not
my freedom. You cannot compromise my freedom, madam.
And
oh,
Barbara,
get to.
They're not playing by our rules.
Barbara, there is
We're
no hour. I am not on your side, madam.
Barbara,
well,
let me ask you this question,
but,
Barbara.
I'm going to do what has to be done. For
a question.
Survival,
a second.
Right. You'll
second.
Throw a bunch of young men's lives after this
no,
and my tax dollars.
To, no,
for
I
your
support
Bible.
The war. I support this war.
Okay, and do you support it for the Bible, or do you support it so that the United States will be left alone?
No, I support it because when you read Islam, they're never going to stop.
Okay,
they
let me ask you this. Here's,
friend.
Here's one. Here's the second question. Here's the second
they're
question.
All over the world,
Barbara.
Doing
Barbara.
Their thing.
Barbara. Do you think that 9/11 would have happened if the United States were not involved in the Middle East in the way it has been over the past 40 years?
It would have happened anyway, whether we were there or not. Do you
okay,
believe
now
that
I'll follow
Israel
up.
Has a right to exist?
Barbara, now I'm going to. I'll answer your question.
Does Israel
Barbara,
have a
Barbara,
right to exist?
Barbara, I will answer your question in a minute. Well, actually, I'll answer right now. Israel certainly has a right to exist, but the United States does not have to be there with our money and our military to back it up. And
actually,
by the way, Barbara, 9/11 would not have happened because the only planks Osama bin Laden used to recruit the people. Barbara, look it up. There were four major planks. I'll go into it in the next segment, and you'll find out.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Thank you, Barbara.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit LibertarianSeminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at LibertarianSeminars.com. The deadline to apply is March 31st.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and The Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at LibertarianSeminars.com.
In a world where dangerous situations happen, to include unforeseen world events, outdoor accidents, destructive weather, or even countries in conflict, a person should be prepared. In the wilderness, at home, or on the road, sometimes extreme measures are necessary to survive. Prepare yourself in advance and don't wait until disaster strikes. BestGlide.com is your leader in high-quality preparedness and emergency survival gear. BestGlide.com carries survival equipment for everyone, which includes our pre-configured survival kits or kits built to your specifications. Survival equipment, emergency fishing kits, fire starting, survival tools, and medical kits are available at BestGlide.com. Many items are standard issued for military and peacekeeping agencies worldwide, including U.S. Navy, U.S. Army, FBI, and many others. When ordering online, be sure to use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount off your order, or mention GCN when ordering via phone for your 10% discount. Call 888-834-9971 or visit BestGlide.com. That's 888-834-9971 or BestGlide.com. Prepare yourself. Visit BestGlide.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today, or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
It has been a wild and crazy night here on Free Talk Live. My name's Mark.
And I'm Gar.
Yeah, well, you know, it's really what Free Talk Live is all about. Free Talk Live is a fast-paced, hopefully intelligent and studied program, and we are iconoclastic. I try to look at all my beliefs individually and not just, you know, the things that I'm told by my betters, by the, you know, the Republican talking heads out there or whatever. I want to look at each situation individually and figure it out for myself.
Right on.
And That's how I've come to the conclusion that, in fact, if the United States wasn't involved in its, you know, adventurous foreign policy that over in the Middle East and all over the world, we have 130-plus military bases, we have 700 military bases in 130-something countries.
Yeah.
That, to me, says we are occupying the world. We have no right as a constitutional republic to take over the world.
And there are a couple.
You can't bring freedom and liberty to anybody else. They have to want it for themselves.
That
we
call,
fought our own revolution.
Mark, that call from Barbara really brought out some distinct differences in the way that we look at things and the way that we argue about what's going on with American foreign policy. The idea that someone can actually say, hey, wait a minute, maybe we should look at what American policy is inspiring people to do and inspiring people to recruit other people to do. Maybe that should be studied. That's seen as anti-American. Well, I have a couple points to make. First, to Barbara, the 4 points that Osama bin Laden used to recruit those people for 9/11, the very points that he used, and you can get their communiques from Berlin when they were hanging out in Germany and they were mixing bombs and learning how to do all sorts of things and to get into America and making up their information and getting their money. It all had to do with we are allied with the Zionist Jews.
Right.
Okay.
We
that was their
Israel,
point.
Which
and
we support the Middle East countries just as much as we support
Israel. Yeah.
It's a crappy point.
Yeah.
But the fact is they use it. We give money to Israel and the Muslims don't like
it. We shouldn't give money to any of them. But
if Israel is meant to stay and survive in the Middle East, then they should be able to stand on their own. I absolutely think they can. I believe the United States puts a collar on the pit bull that is Israel,
yep.
and that Israel would take care of itself just fine and dandy. I think they should be able to buy stuff from the United States. I think that our companies should be able to sell them weapons.
But we shouldn't be giving them the money from our taxpayers
to buy
the weapons our taxpayers make.
Right. We have Muslims in this country that don't support Israel. We should not tax those Muslims, give their tax money to Israel.
Right.
Wrong.
Now, if that sounds like a leftist position, sorry. Okay, this is the second point. He also said that we have bases on sacred Saudi soil. Guess what?
We have bases on Saudi soil. As far as I'm concerned, sacred's just a bunch of crap that they use to control people's minds.
And that's, unfortunately, the way that he got these guys involved. There's point number two. Point number three, we had a blockade on Iraq. We did. And point number four, which was starving poor Iraqi children,
You're right. It wasn't a starving Saddam Hussein. You can believe that. He was still living in his palaces of gold. It was the poor Iraqi people that we were starving with those darn blockades. And I feel like those are acts of war.
Absolutely right. And then you've got, we were bombing Iraq. Those were the 4 points that he brought up over and over and over. And those were not for public dissemination. Those were to recruit guys into his secret cabal.
It wasn't Coca-Cola and it wasn't Britney Spears?
It wasn't Swank and We Magazine either. And this is the thing that we need to bring up. Now, just the final point is, if we are un-American for criticizing American policy and saying that maybe we should get out, maybe you ought to check out Ronald Reagan's statement when he put together his speeches called Speaking My Mind, Ronald Reagan, and he put in the speech, in his notes, when he put the book together, the speech that he gave to the American people after he pulled the troops out of Lebanon because of the bombing, he wrote down in the introduction, he said, putting those boys in that hellhole was the biggest mistake of my presidency.
There you go. Ronald Reagan wouldn't have attacked, attacked Iraq. That's all there is to it.
He must be anti-American. He learned his lesson.
He's
get
a bad
out.
Conservative.
Get out.
Okay. Lee. We've got Lee on the line here. Lee?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Excellent, sir.
Great, man.
It's the first time calling and listening to you guys, so it's very interesting.
Shocking, isn't it?
No, not really. Not really. I just want to make a couple comments in reference to the Reverend Wright, and I guess maybe elaborate a little bit on what you guys were talking about just a moment ago in reference to our involvement in the Middle East.
Feel free.
And how it puts us in compromising positions that others feel they need to defend themselves, and they only defend themselves the only way they know how is with their bodies sometimes, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But in reference to Reverend Wright, I'm a person of color.
Okay.
And some of the things that he's mentioned do not surprise me because I understand the point of view he's looking at the world from.
Right. Well, what's that mean?
And say it again?
What's that mean, that point of view?
Well, unless you're a minority in this country, there are things that you really don't see and you don't understand, unfortunately. It's just the way it is right now. And that will change with time. I figure another 25 to 30 years, that will have passed in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Because there has been so much, I'm not going to say mixing of the races, but mixing of cultures, really.
Mm-hmm.
You have everybody involved with everyone's children involved with everyone else's culture, and they see themselves as individuals. They see themselves as Americans, not black Americans, white Americans, Hispanic Americans. They see themselves as Americans.
Yep.
And we'll finally get to that point, I figured, another 25 to 30 years.
I agree with you. And then let me make a comment on this from my personal life. You know, I think that there are some black Americans out there with a lot of sort of leftover hate. Now, I'm not saying that it's not difficult to be a minority in the United States. I think there is. But I think it was a lot more difficult 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some black Americans out there have some leftover hate that they kind of shine on white people in general. I spent 9 years in prison, and I remember one night a friend of mine, a black guy, Jackie Forbes, was having a heated, loud conversation outside of my room late at night, and with another black guy who was decrying, you know, why white people are bad. And, you know, then Jackie Forbes said, well, what about those two white boys in that room right there? And he indicated my room and my roommate. You know, are they bad or whatever, basically, was the question.
And he said no.
And the guy said, well, no, but I'll bet you his parents wouldn't invite me to Thanksgiving dinner. And so what he was indicating was it's the older generation that, in fact, was the bad ones, and that the young, you know, I hung out with this guy that was, you know, upset with white people in general at the time. So he, you know, I think it will go away with time.
People are very general. They're not saying that you're necessarily bad, but they're talking about policies, actions,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Things that in direct. Affect them indirectly that you may not be aware of. I know when I'm up north sometimes in New York, I live in Florida, it is hard for me to get a cab at certain times.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
That's just a fact of life.
Yeah, it is.
You know, and the person, you know, young white lady or something like that, a white male, will get a cab without a problem. It is what it is. And no one can tell me that it doesn't exist.
So do you support or what do you think about Reverend Wright's comments?
Some of the things that he said are correct. 9/11 happened because of our involvement in the Middle East and mm-hmm. our involvement in other countries' governments all around the world.
I agree. Yeah.
We're involved way too many places, and you know what? We don't hear about as Americans, or we really don't care.
Right.
And you know what? People die all over the world. Unfortunately, it happened to us, but it happened. And we have to grow up and deal with it and expect these things may happen again.
Yeah, I think that the best way to keep it from happening again is to get out of those people's countries.
Well, you have to understand that our actions have consequences with them. And once you understand that, you can...
Thanks for the call, Lee. I got to let you go. 1-800-259-9231.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If if any man worship the beast, take notice. It says, worship the beast. This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have a bad experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 15 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's our live Saturday edition. And my name's Mark.
And I'm Guard.
And it's a show about your show. A show about your calls. So call in and talk about anything you want to talk about. 1-800-259-9231. And speaking of the show, there are archives from the last year on the website. You can go to freetalklive.com and check them out. There's the last year's worth, so enjoy them. They're all completely free, unlike all the rest of those talk shows out there.
It's awesome.
FreeTalkLive.com. Let's go to the phones and take Ed.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Ed, what's happening, man?
Hey, listen, guys. I know you're not trying to do this, but you almost had me crash my car and make the top of my head shoot off. I am 43
maybe
years old.
You should get some duct tape.
Yeah, I know. I need some. I'm 43 years old. I'm a Gulf War vet. My entire life, I've been watching on television while these Islamic lunatics have been killing people. I watched them kill an Olympic team from
Israel
back in the day.
Uh-huh.
I watched them take a crippled guy in a wheelchair, cut his throat, and throw him off a boat. I watched them brutalize people on airplanes. I've seen them blow up marine barracks in Beirut. And when you talk about that, you've got to remember that that was Islamists trying to kill all of the Christians in Beirut, and we were going over there trying to get in between everybody and get them to break it up.
Which has
because
what?
That's what America does. We are the peacemakers on this planet.
Is that in our Constitution, Ed?
Excuse me?
Is that in our Constitution?
Well, you got to understand something. Is that in our Constitution? No.
Did
our fathers distinctly write this down? No.
No.
But America, if America's not, if you don't want to live in a country that stands up for people, that We are the people that if you get hit with a natural disaster, we come to your aid. If you get hit with diseases, we come to your aid. If you get invaded by another country, like when Saddam invaded Kuwait, let's forget about how he got there, but he did, and he was brutalizing and raping that country, and we went there and kicked them out and gave those Kuwaitis back their countries, all right? We are the guys that are always on the side of right. Now, we may screw up now and again, but most of the time, we're right. It's not Russia that comes to the people's aid. It's not Iran. It's not Hugo Chavez. It's not any of these other people. We gave France back their country from the Nazis. We stopped the slaughter of the Jews in Germany. Should we have not gotten involved in World War II? I don't understand.
No, it's all very noble sounding.
I would say that we shouldn't have gotten involved in World War II.
And constitutionally, there are many questions for everything.
If we're going to have a government and that government's going to have rules, we should follow those rules because I simply don't agree with the war in Iraq. Rules.
Rules. So let me ask you a question. When people come over here, okay?
Real quick, I'll let you ask your question.
Sure.
But we did help people with the tsunami, and we did it through private enterprise. I gave money to help people with the tsunami, and I didn't give it to the government. Okay? Because the government gives money and it gives it to another government, and that government does whatever the hell it wants to. The rich fat cats take the money and they build palaces like Saddam did. We help people, individuals helping individuals is the way that should work.
And I just you had a point I'd like to ask afterwards, a couple questions. Go ahead with your point, Ed.
Yeah, I got a couple questions for you. Let me ask you a question. When we're sitting at home, the way I see it is very simple. We're all on this planet. Now, we can either all live together, and what is in our Constitution is that we'll have commerce with these other countries and ties with none, right? Well, if we're all going to live together as neighbors, we've all got to respect each other and not fly aeroplanes into people's buildings and blow up entire sections of cities.
Okay.
And when people do that to us, we have the right to respond and go over there. This war, hold on, guys.
Okay.
You remember the caliphate that these Islamists used to have. That's what they're trying to get back to. That's why they recently thwarted a terrorist attack in China by Al-Qaeda. Now, what did China do to them? They're in the Philippines. They're all across the globe. They can't get along with Christians, with Catholics, with Hindus. They can't get along with Muslims that are blacker than they are. They can't get along with anybody. So either we're going to stand up and we're going to reach out our hands to people and say, come with us and we'll all fight and be free and live together like neighbors and love one another, or we can kill each other and have a bloodbath. America does that very well.
Two questions for you, Ed.
That's what it seems like over here, Ed, but that's not what it seems like to them over there. What it seems like to them over there is the same thing as if China came over here and told us how to run our country. It's none of our damn business,
Ed. I got two questions for you. First of all, when you enter the U.S. military, what do you swear an oath to do?
To defend the Constitution against all threats, both foreign and domestic. Exactly what I did.
Okay, if you are engaged in unconstitutional activities.
Oh, please.
Okay, leave it hanging.
Kidding me
what were you defending? For example, if you go in and we have not declared war, is that constitutional or unconstitutional? There's an answer.
Guys, are we
okay, we'll move on. We'll move on. Ed, we'll now move on to the next question. You put the cart before the horse when you talk about, well, we're criticizing U.S. policies when we're looking at the actions of the Islamists as possibly being a response to some of our U.S. policies. I'm not done yet, Ed. And then you say, and they killed 3,000 people, so of course we have to move in.
No, not the 3,000.
Ed, here's some questions for you.
Sure.
Our presence in Beirut, what did that have to do with U.S. defense and the U.S. Constitution? There's an answer.
You know, the...
You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying?
The answer is very simple. Listen, you can go back in recent history, and you can always point back the things that you believe we were wrong. But the basic question that everybody's got to ask themselves, you included, is are we the guys who want to go around chopping off people's heads for no reason. No,
we're
not.
How about another question? How about another question?
How about the road to hell is paved with good intentions?
If someone wants to go in and defend some country that's being stomped on by their neighbor, whether it's Israel or the Palestinians or anybody, and you're going to tax my friend Jason or tax my mom, but they don't want to have that money taken from them, and it's not written in the Constitution that it should be done in the first place, do they have a right to say, please don't take my money, do it voluntarily yourself, and show that the American people are good people and trying to save lives? Or are we supposed to get the U.S. government involved in saving every life that is at risk? Or is it just a certain number of lives that have to be saved? Where do you draw the line? The Constitution is written for a reason, to draw that line. And unless we declare war, you as a soldier are not supposed to be sent out. And the only reason we declare war is for the defense of the nation, period. Punctuation mark. And I appreciate your service.
Everything you said, everything you just now said, is 100% factually correct.
Yes, and we stop there.
Excuse me?
You can stop there.
No, I don't want to stop there. Hold on a second. If you want to say and you want to disagree with these policies, that's fine. That's why we all can debate, and that's why I thank you for having a show like this where you let a guy like me come on and I completely disagree with you. But we can all debate all we want, and that's why we have elections in this country.
Yeah.
But when the moral fiber of our country is tested, we see people suffering around the globe, we try and reach out. Let me just end by this, and then I'll get off your phone line. John F. Kennedy said, "We will defend freedom and democracy at any price and pay any cost." Okay, I mean that was a Democrat. That was 30 years ago.
He'd have been a Republican today. Today, John F. Kennedy would probably have been a Republican.
Well, I agree with you. He couldn't be with these lunatics. And Ronald Reagan was wrong. And I love Ronald Reagan, but Ronald Reagan was wrong. If his response would have been stronger when our Marine Corps barracks got blown up, maybe we wouldn't be in the fiasco we're in right now. If he would have actually put the military behind it and went after those people. There's a bunch of different times in our history where if we would have put our foot down and said, nonsense like this cannot go on, it cannot continue, we will not allow people to kill people in this fashion and terrorize people, then maybe we wouldn't be where we are now. But we are where we are now. The fight will continue, and it's going to keep going, guys. They're not giving up anytime soon, and hopefully America will stay in the fight.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's sacrowedgie.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's the live Saturday show, and you can give us a call and talk about anything you want to talk about. It's 1-800-259-9231. I'm Mark.
And I'm Garth.
And I got something to tell you. Are you looking for an intellectual challenge this summer?
Join students from around the world at a free summer seminar sponsored by the Institute for Humane Studies. You can hear lectures from top faculty and discuss the ideas of liberty and their current applications. And believe me, folks, I speak from experience. The Institute for Humane Studies, the IHS. You can get more information at libertarianseminars.com. That's libertarianseminars.com. The IHS is one of the best places to learn about liberty. I've been to two of their seminars. They are tops.
Thank you very much, Carter.
You got it.
You know, as a matter, we just had on the line Ed, and he was a Gulf War vet, and, you know, he's supported a lot of the foreign adventurism. He admitted that it was extra-constitutional, and, you know, we had a good repartee with him, but I, as a matter of fact, have another vet on the line.
Mm-hmm.
James, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Hi, James. Where are you calling from?
I just wanted to kind of counteract that guy, because anybody who's listening and, you know, is the typical listener who's any bit liberty-leaning is going to hear that veteran and think all veterans are a warmonger like him. If America, and really if America's government, went around doing all that crazy crap that he said we should have done, then we would end up, you know, being like Nazi Germany. You know, for some reason he thinks that the American government can go around and just, you know, completely wipe out everybody who looks at us sideways and not come off as the bad guys. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. How do you bring peace through ultimate violence? I mean, it's just madness.
Right. It seems, I agree with you. It seems like the American government does a pretty good job of, you know, putting up the PRs. You know, we're doing this for truth, justice, and the American way. And
right.
It also, we do a good job of vilifying the bad guys. I remember some war posters from World War II times. You saw the Japanese guys, big teeth and slanty little eyes, and they called them barbarians and all that stuff. Well, it's funny. How many barbarians are there in the world?
Right.
Are we the only civilized nation?
And you know, this thing about fighting for democracy and freedom, got a great instant message a little bit earlier from our friend Jason Osborne at SACL CAI. And, you know, he must have been extracting brain cells from me and recreating them himself, making them even stronger, because I was leaning in that direction. I was just going to say, you know, this defending freedom and democracy stuff that Kennedy says, since when was the Constitution there to defend democracy? What does that have to do with anything? Democracy and freedom are not necessarily coexistent. In fact, the founding fathers deplored the term democracy. They tried to keep us away from direct democracy as much as possible.
Yeah, democracy is really, it's communist stuff. That's why they have the People's Democratic Republic of China. You know, the communists like democracy. Democracy stinks. It's tyranny of the majority. 51% of the people go to the polls and vote for something.
Right.
That doesn't make it right.
And as a soldier, let me ask you, I don't know if you even think about this too, Mark, but, you know, we talked a little bit off the air about, you know, where do we draw the line and going in to save X number of lives? Is it X to the third, third exponent? Is it X squared? How many are the numbers?
There has to be something like oil that the United States government and their friends in the oil industry can benefit from.
Well, I'm glad to hear from a soldier, too. It's nice to hear another soldier's perspective.
No problem, but, how many lives does it take, you know, to extinguish in order to save lives? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. Okay, we're going to go and save lives by throwing people into the meat grinder of war and losing a bunch of lives hoping that it goes the way we want it. I mean, it just doesn't correlate. And what was I going to say? I have no idea. But anyway, I was at a peace rally today for the Iraq War, which has been going on for 5 years. And people think that bureaucracies like the government are going to be able to just go around and save everybody else in the planet, and what if, you know, why should we be everybody else's policemen? Why can't they have their own police? And if Ed really wants to be defending the world and everything, then, you know, why did he leave the military? Why isn't he part of the French Foreign Legion, or why doesn't he join those civilian guys that are in Iraq? I can't think of their name at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, there's
Blackwater?
A great... What's that, Mark?
Yeah, Blackwater, those guys.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there are mercenary groups out there that he could join he wants to defend the planet so badly from the evil people that he sees as being out there.
You know, to put a funny smile on it, this is a pretty serious subject, but there's a great line from the great punk band the New Bomb Turks on their album Information Highway Revisited, and it's called Grandpa Atomic. And at the end of the song, they say, "If we're going to be the police of the world, I want my donuts free." Yeah.
Right.
You know,
excellent.
I mean,
thanks, James.
No problem.
Man. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Taken Scott.
Scott,
hello?
You there, man? Hey, Scott.
Yes, I am. How you doing?
Sorry for the wait.
Oh, that's no problem. You know, there's just been so many callers that my mind's been going back and forth which one to respond to. But I guess it would be Barbara and Ed and Lou, and they think that this country has an obligation to go over to other nations, invade them, institute new governments. I suggest that they give all their money, all their time, all their effort, you know, just keep enough so they can exist here in the United States. Give everything to the war effort, because they're expecting in the future other guys, young men, young women, to risk their lives, many of them going to give their lives or lose their lives in order to defend what they want. But you think Barbara's going to give up her house or her car?
Well, I know that for this war that they're mortgaging my son Jack's future. We've got this huge debt that's just growing larger and larger in this country. And what are we, you know, it's all about these wars. It's like we can afford to be the police of the world. We can't.
How old is your son, Jack?
He's not yet born. I really wish he'd get here because he's about 2 weeks late at this
point. We're waiting on this little guy.
All right. But the point of the matter is, I have a son who's 16. In 2 years, if McCain gets in and he wants to go into Iran, he might want to go down to Venezuela, he might want to go into Korea, they're going to have a draft. And he's expecting my son to go to war to fight in foreign countries. For what reason, I don't know, because let's face it, Bush lied about the whole thing with going after Saddam Hussein. It was the Saudi Arabians that were on those planes. It wasn't the Iraqis that were on those planes. It was Saudi Arabians.
Yeah.
So we go to Iraq instead of Saudi Arabia. We take Saddam out, which afterward President Bush admitted that had nothing to do with the 9/11 attacks. We take him out because he had weapons of mass destruction, which we found out later he didn't. But we're going to trust President Bush, who today says we're not in a recession when gas is twice the price as it was before we went into 9/11. I'm sorry, before we went into Iraq. Wheat has gone up four times in the past month. Milk has doubled. People can't afford their homes. They're losing them left and right.
Mm-hmm.
But according to President Bush, we are not in a recession.
Right. And
these
we have
people
to keep
believe
those,
this man.
Right. And we have to keep those troops over there and keep dumping billions of dollars into this when, in fact, we could just give the American people back their money. You know, these the taxes that they pay, they'd be able to pay for these mortgages that they're losing their houses over. But the politicians never, ever talk about that. They never talk about this tremendous amount of money that the governments on the, both the local, state, and federal level take from the citizens.
Oh, yeah.
But Ed and Barbara and Lou, they're going to keep their lifestyle as it is, and they want to risk other people's money and other people's children in a war that they think is right when they have no clue about what's really going on. Did Barbara ever look up the idea that there was a conspiracy? Because Lou says there's no such thing as conspiracies. There was a conspiracy to bomb the USS Liberty. I mean, maybe he doesn't even know what the USS Liberty is. I dare him to look it up.
I think I've heard about it. I don't know. I don't know how to expand on that.
USS Liberty was attacked by the Israelis in 1967.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
It's all declassified now, and they came out and admitted that that they attacked our ship.
Wow.
But that was no conspiracy. There's no conspiracy there. It's not a conspiracy that President Bush and his whole administration are lying about that we're not in a recession.
Oh, and you know,
conspired.
And you know, on the economic side, I love how Bush came out yesterday and said, we got to make sure that we don't overcompensate, that we don't go too far. You know, no government bailouts. Anybody hear of Bear Stearns? Anybody hear about the government going too far already? The stinking Federal Reserve bringing us to this point where the economy's
on its knees? The Republicans always talk bad about welfare, and then they give Bear Stearns a bailout. I mean, it's corporate welfare.
They gave Bear Stearns billions of dollars. Last winter, last Christmas, they were given hundreds of millions of dollars in bonuses from Bear Stearns.
Wow.
Now the American taxpayers have to bail them out. But there's no conspiracy there. And I hear people say, well, I don't want to talk about conspiracies. All these things are conspired.
Thanks a lot, Scott. 1-800-259-9231.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.